Hi, I'm sorry. I could still hear you, but I don't think you could hear me.
Oh, yeah, it must have like cut out for some reason. That was weird.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I'm not sure what happened. So what was the last thing that you heard?
We were just talking about the client's interview and then, billing information and that stuff, I believe.
Okay. So, the client interview, I will probably set that up for tomorrow. Did you hear about the reporting dashboard at all, or did it cut out then?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. And then, just basically, I just kind of wanted to run down exactly how it's going to work. So then from 30 to 45 days, everything will begin to appear there on that first page. Okay.
Okay.
Just to kind of run it down. So, Curtis, do you have a middle initial?
Yes, I do. Scott.
Oh, Scott. Okay. And then, what is your last name?
Nash, N-A-S-H, N as in Nancy.
Okay. I love that last name. That's such a cool last name. and what's the best email for you, Curtis?
Curtis.nash@hotmail.com. Or actually, we can just do my business email.
Okay.
That is... Give me one second here.
Sure.
It's cnashpropertyservices@gmail.com.
Okay. Okay. And then is this always the best phone number to reach you on?
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Now, hold on one second here. So is the best address for you, is it going to be the 149 Huntington Drive?
Yep.
Okay. I actually used to live in Minnesota a few years ago. No, I used to live in Minnesota. Now I'm in California. That's where we're at. But, I lived in Minneapolis for a little while. Yeah, it was cool. It was, but not compared to L.A.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, nothing. I don't think anything is as busy as L.A. Maybe New York City, but I've never been there. Curtis, what are going to be your hours of operation? Like, when do you want to be taking phone calls?
We could do 8 to 6, 8 a.m.
Okay.
to 6
p.m. Monday through Sunday, Monday through Friday.
This would be Monday to Saturday.
Okay. And then, it's not required for Google, but do you have any proof of licensing?
No, not yet.
Okay. Is it just something you're kind of working on?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, so the logo, this is the logo on your website you have for your company, right? Like you're good with your logo? Okay.
Yeah.
And... what forms of payment do you take? Cash, card, Zelle, Cash App, Venmo?
Cash, card, Cash App, Venmo.
Okay.
I'd probably have to create business accounts for Cash App and Venmo, though, I'd assume.
Yeah, it could be helpful. But, you know, at the same time, all that can be directed to your personal bank account regardless, so. So then, what's the best form of contact you? Is it going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
Yeah, all that stuff.
Okay, and then, Curtis, now, this is completely optional. It's also included at no additional cost if you want, but we have something that's called a call tracking number. Basically, it's a number that's listed online that's not your personal phone number. Would that be something you would be interested in? It also comes with an app. Okay.
Yeah, so it's like, it's not my actual phone number, it's just, it shows up as a different number, or what do you mean by that?
Yes, exactly. And then it's transferred to your personal line. So it's kind of like having a business phone number.
Yeah, let's do that. Hello? Hello?